The EPA rules apply to concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Some call the sites factory farms because of the hundreds or even thousands of animals there. The Bush administration wants these larger farms to properly store animal waste and reduce the amount of manure used as fertilizer. Runoff from the fields or waste pits can harm water supplies. Wisconsin DNR official Al Shea has taken a preliminary look at the 400-page rule package. He says the federal plan would force farmers across the nation to meet minimum standards already in place in Wisconsin.
Since 1984, we have had a permit program in the state for large livestock operations, and my guess is this will make their situation in the marketplace a little more competitive. Because other operations in other states will have to meet similar requirements.
Environmentalists say they're also glad previously unregulated CAFOs in other states will have to clean up. But Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club says the EPA rules have some loopholes. She says it's too bad there's a liability exemption for corporate non-tenant farmers.
A corporate owner from another state is going to worry about the bottom line. He needs to be held liable for any contamination of a drinking water supply.
Terrell says it appears the liability burden will fall on the farm manager. Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates has other concerns. He says the Bush administration plan may allow some CAFOs with leaky waste lagoons to go without a permit. He says other big farms may spill animal waste as long as they comply with a manure management plan. Farms will be allowed to write their own plans and keep them from public review. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.